This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The White House is weighing in more forcefully on the protests taking place at Columbia University, calling them not peaceful and wrong. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports on the comments after some protesters occupied a building on campus overnight.
Students at the school are demanding the university divest from companies they say are aiding Israel's war in Gaza. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says students at Columbia taking over the building is, quote, absolutely the wrong approach.
A small percentage of students shouldn't be able to disrupt the academic experience, the legitimate study for the rest of the student body.
Kirby did not weigh in on calls for National Guard troops to be sent to the campus, but he reiterated that that decision lies with the governor of the state where the protest is taking place. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, the White House.
The pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia remain barricaded in the building on campus, and the university is now threatening them with expulsion. Arrests at Columbia earlier this month sparked demonstrations at schools around the country, with nearly 80 at the University of Texas at Austin. Audrey McGlinchey is a reporter with member station KUT.
Yes, I was there. I nearly missed, I believe it was pepper spray. We're not entirely sure, but I nearly missed it getting into my own eyes. I blocked it with my arm, but I witnessed several students, one of whom said that she had contacts in her eyes, just screaming in pain.
Former President Donald Trump has removed social media posts following an order from the judge in his hush money trial in New York. Judge Juan Merchan found Trump in contempt today and fined him $9,000. He also warned Trump that he could be jailed if the violations continue. The ruling came at the start of today's court proceedings. The jury heard from three witnesses before the lunch break. A six-week ban on abortion set to take effect in Florida tomorrow. Rosemary Westwood from member station WWNO reports that the new law will have repercussions across the Deep South, where many states have already banned or restricted the procedure.
Florida has been a crucial hub for abortion access in the South. Clinics there performed over 80,000 last year, according to a state health agency. And many of those abortions were for patients who traveled from neighboring states with near-total bans, including Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Supporters of abortion rights said Florida's ban will force people to travel farther and pay more to get an abortion. But Michelle Colon with Shiro, Mississippi, said not everyone will be able to make the trip.
It means that they will most likely be forced to become a parent, endure a pregnancy and childbirth against their will.
Florida's ban is set to make the South the most restrictive region in the country for abortion access. For NPR News, I'm Rosemary Westwood in New Orleans.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. NPR has confirmed that the Justice Department is preparing to recommend that marijuana be rescheduled as a less dangerous drug. The department is expected to send the recommendation to the White House Office of Management and Budget today. If finalized, the change could potentially be the biggest shift in federal marijuana policy in 40 years. Marijuana is currently classified as dangerous as heroin. There's a new mammogram recommendation from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports that screening should start at age 40 for people who are at average risk of breast cancer.
Breast cancer is very treatable when caught early, and mammograms, which are X-ray images of breasts, are a reliable screening test to detect it. Now, final guidelines, issued as a draft last year, urge all women to get screened every other year starting at age 40. The new recommendation applies to all people assigned female at birth who are at average risk of breast cancer. People at higher risk may need to start earlier. The recommendation is based on a review of evidence by an independent panel of experts. Until now, women in their 40s have been encouraged to have a conversation with their health care provider about when to start mammograms based on their personal risks. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
The nominations for this year's Tony Awards were announced today. A total of 28 shows earned a Tony nod, with two Broadway shows, Hell's Kitchen and Stereophonic, leading the nominations with 13. The Tonys are set to be awarded on June 16th. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Warby Parker. Their glasses start at $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Go to warbyparker.com/covered.